The first aliyah of Parshas Pekudei begins with the phrasing Eile Fekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaIdus, and Rashi comments on the juxtaposition of the two words Mishkan, 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 that this refers to the two Bate Mikdash that were taken twice as a security for the sins of the Jewish people. And the Oznayim LaTorah comments on this, that as much as this sounds negative, it's actually a positive idea that this was taken as a way for the Jews to be able to collect back again. And that the imagery is similar to a pawn shop, that when somebody has a surplus, so then they can use that when they fall into debt. And if somebody needs extra money to pay off the debt, they can take the surplus that they have, and they can use that to get extra money. And then, once they're able to get back on their feet, they can take that money and pay it back, and get back what they had brought to the pawn shop. And so to here, the Mishkan represents a surplus at that point, and later on, when indeed they were in trouble, so then they lost each Beis HaMikdash, but they were able to redeem it with schus that would come later. And the third Beis HaMikdash, the idea that the Beis HaMikdash is going to come down all prepared, he explains that that represents the idea that they will have fully earned the merit to have a new redemption, and therefore that extra merit will result in a fully prepared Beis HaMikdash. And he explains that's why the second Beis HaMikdash didn't have that status, because that was the result of Tshuva Meira, and therefore that only cancels out the old problems. And the idea of being able to redeem something that has been pawned, one has to have a surplus, one has to have Tshuva Me'ava, which is able to turn Averos into Zchuyos, which is able to create a surplus. But that's something we still await for the future. In the Sefer Lev Avram, he comments on the fact that all of this is being alluded to here, specifically here, and he suggests that it's because this is where the origins of the problems lay, not specifically of Avodah Zarah, because that had been forgiven, but actually the issue of Machlokas, which finds its roots in the suspicion that people throw towards others, and in this case, the references to Moshe and the calculations that had to be given regarding the communal assets and the idea of being Choshed B'Ksheirim, this represents the attitudes people bring towards others, and Lashon Hara, and lack of favorable judgment, and that's what leads to Machlokas. This is the roots of the problems that cause people to fight with each other, and that would ultimately lead to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. The next pasuk tells us, Uvitzalel ben Uri ben Chorla Mate Yehuda Asa Eis Kala Sheret Siva Hashem Es Moshe, and Rashi explains, Kala Sheret Siva Hashem Es Moshe, even that which Moshe didn't relate to him. And Rashi explains what's going on here, that Moshe told Bezalel that he should make the Kalim and then make the Bishkan, and Bezalel responded to him that wouldn't it make more sense that he should make the house first and then make the utensils that would go inside the house. And Moshe said, oh, I see why you have your name, because you are Bezalel Kel, you must have been sitting in the shade of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because indeed, that's what he told me to do, you should do it the other way around, and that's the way to do it. And apparently, they were both true in terms of the way that Moshe had said it. That's the way it was related earlier in the Torah Shebichtav. And the way it was actually done is what's related here, the way that Bezalel said to do it. And Rav Chaim Yaakov Goldwicht explained the nature of this whole debate and the whole back and forth, the question of ordering. He referred to the ideas that we find in Chazal, explaining the fact that in the time of creation, man was created last. And the Gemara Chazal explained this in two different ways. One way is to say that if man ever becomes haughty, we would say to him that even the mosquito was created before you. You were created after all of the creatures of the world. And the other idea is that man was created last so that he should enter a fully set table, that everything should be prepared so that when he arrives, everything was ready for him. So these are two completely opposite ideas. The first explanation is one putting man at the lowest point of creation. Everything else is created before him, and he's last, and that means that he's the least important. And the other one means that he's created last, and therefore he's the most important. So which one is it? So Rav Goldsmith explained that it all depends whether these ideas are integrated or not, whether the different items of creation are integrated or not. If they're all part of one joint process, then that which is created last is the most important, and it's understood that everything is for that purpose. But if they are discrete and separate from each other, then whatever is last is least important. So the more one recognizes that humanity is here for a purpose, so then it's placement as the last in creation means that it is the most important. But if humanity doesn't recognize that it has a purpose, so then the fact that it was created last makes it the least important. So here as well, we find that if one recognizes that the Beis HaMikdash or the Mishkan is there for the Aron, so then everything makes sense. So Moshe was relating that as far as talking about it, as far as discussing it, the Aron has to be mentioned first so that we understand that everything is ultimately for the purpose of the Aron. Once that's the case, so then what Bezalel was explaining, that could indeed be how things were executed, that the Mishkan could actually be constructed first and the Aron be made later in order to be placed inside of it, because then that would accomplish its purpose of being there ready for the Aron, its intended purpose to assume its place within it.